Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 270. We're getting up there, man. We're almost to 300.
We're almost old.
It seems like we should have got to 300 faster in my mind for some reason, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Anyway, this is a show where we talk about Android applications. Bunch of guys on the show usually bring in a bunch of apps. This show is also different, though. We're going to be talking and bringing you guys some of the emails and voicemails that you have sent us. We're going to read them, chat about them, answer your questions, and it's all Android related. It's all good. So let's get right into it. The first thing I got to do is click on my Gmail and then open Android Addicts tab. And here we go. This one's from, oh, wait a minute. Wow, I almost forgot to introduce our co-host. The door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin, is joining us today from podnuts.com. What's up, Doran?
Dude, I was just going to go with that. I wasn't going to stop you. I mean, without Eric here, there is a spoke in the wheel that's missing. So I don't blame you for not rolling correctly.
I know. The wheel is oblong now.
Quite.
That's the way I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'll say, Mr. Ardini, I hope you are having fun and not stressed in your town where you're having a hard time finding Monster Zero white energy drink or something like that. But good luck, sir. You can do it.
Don't drink that crap, Eric. He was looking for that?
No, he loves it.
I got to tell you, man, this diet I'm on, this is not a diet. I'm not on a diet. This is a lifestyle.
Stop calling it a diet.
It's a lifestyle. I just cut out refined sugar and bread, like all refined wheat products, including pasta. And I got to say, man, my body's finally like, dude, this is how I should be operating. This is how I should have been operating my whole life. And I'm only 2 weeks into it, so I might fall off the wagon. Who knows? But right now, this thing's rocking. I have tons of energy. I feel great. And I'm just, the weight's just melting off of me. So I highly recommend. All right. Let's get into some emails. What do you say, Dor?
Awesome. I love emails. Even when I forget to click the link in them and I reply to them, I still like the emails.
What do you mean?
Well, last week we brought up an email where I replied to a guy. He mentioned an app he made and I forgot to go look at it.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm not perfect.
It's all right. Nobody expects you to be. You're a busy man.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Hey, guys, this is Jesse in St. Peter's. Got a great, but oh my gosh, there's no periods in this whole, oh no, there is. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to edit that out. It used to be back in the day when I read an email every once in a while that would have no punctuation, and I just didn't like that. This one does have periods. Here we go. Hey guys, this is Jesse in St. Peter's. Got a great background app that just does one simple task. It hides, parentheses, cloaks, root from apps that may not run or let you use certain features if you are rooted. For instance, I can't download movies to my device off the Flixster app if it sees I have root. I can only stream them. Oh, Flixster app. But if you install and run Root Cloak after you install Flixster, but don't open Flixster until after the Root Cloak runs, you can download your movies. Still enjoying the show? Battery 100% on the laptop. And the link for this app, because I didn't say it yet, is... it's called Root Cloak Plus, parentheses Cydia, from Dev Advance. So go check out Root Cloak Plus. It's a Grim Reaper logo icon thing.
Yeah, I honestly think Jeff Owens mentioned this app because Amazon Instant Videos would not play on a rooted device. And when I first heard about it, I was a little bit hesitant because of the word Cydia. When I think Cydia, I think iPhone.
Apple.
Yeah, stuff. So when I saw it, I didn't really give it much attention. I don't know if I need to hide root on any of my devices. Everything I have, I think, works.
Huh. Well, if something doesn't, now you know what to do.
Now I know. Thank you, Jesse.
Yes. Jeff writes, just wanted to say thanks for putting on a great podcast. It's both informative and entertaining. I not only get to hear about great apps, but also things like the Banana Pi. I had a Raspberry Pi that I used as a home media server that crashed on me a few weeks ago and needed to be replaced. Based on Dor's comment about the Banana Pi, I went ahead and ordered that instead of a Raspberry Pi. I used podnuts.com/Amazon, by the way. I put Android 4.2 on the Banana Pi and installed an app called Servers Ultimate from Show 98. Thanks for the recommendation. Also, as far as the school thing, this is when you're talking about homework, Dor. He goes, I agree with Dor. My wife and I are fortunate enough to homeschool. Part of our reasoning was that there is too much busy work that seemed unnecessary. We have the kids set up on sub 200 hour laptops with all their curriculum. Tests and quizzes are recorded within the software. You just need to back up regularly. Anyway, they start at 9 a.m. and are usually done with their work before 3 p.m., sometimes by noon. Keep up the good work. Thanks for all the good info.
Yeah,
from Jeff.
I was going to say, Jeff, first off, you're breeding, in my humble opinion, people who will have the ability to be fantastic employees or business owners, because they understand the quicker I get something done, the quicker I get something done. So not only are you having literally hands-on education with them, but they are getting the added value of wanting to get things done at a faster rate and not just take their time. So that, to me, I really do tip my hat off to them. If I lived in an area where I thought it was economically feasible for one of us to stay home and do this, I would like to attempt it. I don't know if I could. I think it takes a lot of patience. But I applaud his effort. Better man than me.
Me too, man. It's the way to go. I mean, it's nice to have the social aspect of being in school, but gosh, I think being in school did more damage to me than good by a mile. I think.
Well,
in my formative youth.
I do think it's a very heavily weighted double-edged sword of good and bad things. It depends on what the individual takes out of it. But and I wanted to comment on his banana pie thing. I still haven't got a banana pie, partially because I didn't know they were available on Amazon. Banana pie, if I read everything correctly, is like the Raspberry Pi, credit card size computer, except a good deal, almost great deal more powerful, but also more open hardware specifications, which should allow for greater utilization of what hardware does have. So I would really like the Banana Pi to catch on and become more popular, just so more people would develop things for it, because I do think it could be a very good minimalist home theater experience.
Yeah. That's always been like the goal. Always.
Yeah.
Make home theater as simple as possible, small, easy. Yeah.
Painless.
I like that. Yeah. Definitely. Thanks, Jeff. Gabriel writes about Pocket Casts. He says, Pocket Casts has been talked about 3 times on AAA, but there's a new feature that's worth the mention. Now, besides the cross-platform and cross-device syncing, they have a browser-based app. Yes, it's paid, but still the best way to sync across everything you have. Tell us what you think about Pocket Cast, Dor.
I think it sucks. I think it's bloated. I think it's heavy. I think it's crashy. I think it handles speed up. Maybe the worst of any podcasting app I've tried. But I do listen to things above 2.2x speed, which I do believe is in the extreme minority of listeners. I know Jonathan Nadeau listens to things at over 4x. And most Android podcast players, he literally laughs at, because they just can't do it. So
that's crazy. That's so fast.
Yeah. And I'll just say, I like the idea of Dog Catcher, and I want to say it was Pocket Cast recommendations. They're basically algorithmically based recommendations, where Pocket Cast is a very opinionated, hand-curated list of suggested apps, which basically means the more you kiss his butt, the higher he'll rank you in the listings. And I'm not a fan of that type of stuff. It's a beautiful app. I do think it's one of the best looking podcast players, but I was just so disappointed when I turned on speed up.
Huh. Yeah, we have brought it up before, and unless they change things, I don't think it's gonna change your mind about it. Yeah.
Now, and trust me, the online thing is a great idea, but it's also not new at all. Gpotter.net has been doing this for literally like 7 years.
But I gotta say about that, Dogcatcher's not doing it. Pocket Cast isn't doing it. None of the more recent podcatchers are doing it. No, not a lot of people are using Gpotter as far as I know.
Well,
are they?
Well, they have their audience. I'll say that. And I do think it's mostly outside the U.S. People with low bandwidth.
I could be wrong. Sorry if you're a Gpotter. Hey, if you're a Gpotter, I'm so sorry.
Well,
I didn't mean it.
I'll put it like this. Just like I expect to have really fast playback speed, but I understand I'm in the minority. I don't know who comes to their desktop and listens to podcasts on their computer.
I used to do it a lot. I do it less, but I still do it.
I can't see. I don't think I would be able to get anything done while I'm doing it.
I kind of just, if the laptop's sitting around within arm's reach, it's got better speakers than my phone.
True.
I will definitely do it to hear better quality.
True. Okay. That makes sense. I just never see myself listening to edge. Now I can see myself listening to, I don't want to make this insulting either to anyone else, non-important, non-instructive background noise type podcast on my computer, but not something I would consider truly informational or valuable.
Gotcha.
You know, like music. I know that's really insulting to music, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Entertainment more than educational.
Right. Makes sense. All right, let's do a voicemail here.
Hey, guys. Todd here, doing a phone call instead of an email. Anyway, cool racing game to check out. It's not all that difficult control-wise. It's called CSR Classics. Kind of, you know, a basic drag race style of game where you got to watch your RPMs and shift at the right time. So there's really a minimal amount of any kind of skill required. There's the usual, you know, upgrade your paint, your tires, your motor, your transmission. But I really just wanted to mention it because the graphics are just pretty awesome. I'm playing it on a Moto X. I should probably put it on my tablet for screen size, but just thought someone would like to check it out because it's so visually cool. Again, it's called CSR Classics. Have a good one.
CSR Classics. Sounds pretty cool. Was that Todd, he said?
Yes, that was Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
And I will say we did bring up a CSR game in the past. It wasn't this one. The mechanics of the game are exactly the same, where basically your only buttons are shift. The game takes for granted you're going straight, so there's no steering. The game takes for granted you have your pedal to the metal, so there's no gas or accelerator. I believe, if I remember correctly, it's just all out, full throttle, when do you shift? Yeah. And it's all timing.
It's drag racing.
Yeah. And I really sucked. I've always sucked. Remember the old Atari with the big wheels on the back, the little wheels on the front, two-player, top and bottom of the screen, drag racing game?
Yeah.
I always blew my engine in that one. So I'm not good at this type of timing game. But, Quint, I have owned sticks before, and I haven't blown their engines.
Cool. Well, thanks, Todd. I appreciate that voicemail. Tim writes, this was kind of directed to you, Dor. He said, I thought I would turn to you for some suggestions on this. I need an app to block certain texts from coming through at night, as certain family members don't seem to realize we are sleeping at 2 a.m. Anyway, I've tried a handful of apps, but I'm either too dumb to make them work or they don't seem to have the functionality that I need. First of all, there's no block function in my phone. It's a Kyocera Hydro Elite. There seems to be blocking available on other Androids. So far, I've tried Nightkeeper, Do Not Disturb, and a couple others, and none seem to have the functionality of simply selecting the offending number / text, adding it to a Do Not Disturb list between the hours of X and X. That's all I need. Nothing fancy. Oh, and free, of course. Can you recommend a good app for this? I figured if anyone would know one, it would be you. Cheers, CPU Melter, Tim.
I believe I gave him my age-old de facto answer of whenever I'm confused.
Uh-oh. Tasker.
Tasker. But there's an easier, more bare metal approach to this, which is just when you go to bed, mute your notifications. I would say that's a all-encompassing solution, unless you want to get notifications from other things or other people at night. That isn't a good solution, but if you just want to mute notifications, you can just mute notifications. That's just a simple matter on most Android devices of holding down your power button, and on the bottom left there'll be a speaker with a line through it. Or you could just go to your home settings, sound volume controls.
Yeah, but that's like a manual thing you got to do every night. This is in the this age of technology with all the advancements on these phones. There's no automated way?
Built in, yes. But it would require, from what I know, new hardware. Because like there are things like in the Moto X, where you can set up one of the Moto Active apps as saying, when I have a meeting, mute my phone. So you could literally just every night schedule a meeting while you're sleeping. Built into standard Android, no. That's why I always like lean on Tasker. This might be a good use case scenario of like Tasker and NFC tags, to where right inside your room or where you put your phone at night for charging, you have an NFC tag that when you put your phone down on it, it turns off all notifications from
Tasker. That would be neat.
Yeah.
That would be neat. All right, let's end off with a Todd email as well. Hey guys, I was just digging around the Play Store for a news reader I hadn't tinkered with yet and found a recently overhauled Dig app. I was never a big user of that service, but I thought I would check out the app. I was pleasantly surprised. It has an easy-to-use, intuitive, minimalist UI, not overly boring, but also not rounded corners. It has a decent amount of curated feeds to start you off with. It provides the usual sharing interface along with menu bar buttons to dig, bookmark, favorite, and go to an buttons to dig or bookmark or favorite and go to an article source site. Your list of digs is saved and you can go back and peruse it. I'm not sure the difference between digging an article or saving it. Both actions create a list so you can refer back to it. I'm assuming the dig is a social upvote to a story that accounts for its placement in a feed. Overall, it's a nice app. Check it out. Who knows? You might just find your new go-to newsreader. Keep up the awesome work. Thanks, Todd. And it's called Dig. Well, it's just Dig. D-I-G-G. Two G's. From Dig. What do you say, Dora?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I completely forgot about this. And I will say, I never was a big user of Dig. I did watch a lot of Revision 3, Dig Nation, the Dig Reel type stuff. I'm still a little nostalgically sad that they sold Dig and it's not now a Kevin Rose or Jay something production. But I need to revisit this because I am looking for something. I peruse Reddit a lot. I'm more of a lurker, less of an interactor. And Dig might be a place that might have a second rejuvenation, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, and it can't hurt to install one of these things and just play with it. I already have an account. I have an account for years.
Yeah, I think I do too. Yeah. Old school. All right, well, thank you guys for writing those emails. Mucho apreciado. We really like the communication and the feedback from you. All right, Dor, do you want to say anything before we end off?
Thank you, everyone, for their support. Do not forget podnuts.com/AAA club. Join, get the weekly roundup of apps, doorbuster kind of deals that we find on Android devices or apps. And thank everyone who uses podnuts.com/Amazon.
Totally. Podnuts.com/Amazon. You guys are rocking that link. For anybody who doesn't know, instead of just going straight to Amazon, just go to podnuts.com/Amazon. It takes you right there, and Podnuts makes a commission on any sale you make. You don't have to pay any extra. It's killer. And the guys who are doing it, you rock. It's really helping out. So just wanted to let you know that. I'm Steve Cherubino. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.